Hello, everyone, and welcome to SitSock. Just wanted to let you know that we're moving offices around right now, and carpooling is not quite as feasible as it used to be. So for this week and probably the next couple of weeks, things are going to possibly be abnormally short, or random clips, or just me screaming from a short distance away. With that in mind, I would like to introduce you to this next one, our first all-guest-based system of two guys we found in the office and drug with us to lunch. Welcome to Adam and Alex, and I'm sorry now for the next few weeks of extremely short and possibly incoherent podcasts.
Go get touched by riding the car.
Adam. If you ride in the car, you're going to get touched.
Thank you, Kyle.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Kendrick. In the back today, we have special guests,
Adam
and Alex.
Partikin Learned, Social Security number 624543144. And then Alex, that sexy broom. I'm not going to give him a Social Security number because he's a foreign citizen.
He's foreign.
I don't have one.
You really don't have a Social Security number?
No, I do.
Okay.
He's not actually. Not even from around here.
ICE is going to be all up in this podcast.
I've actually just been illegally working. Quite some time.
No, that's fine.
But we have a short little snippet today.
It's a short little guy. This is just to fill your time because we're still in the old office.
It's short so I can measure it.
Uh-huh.
With my penis.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Kind of expected that. Fast.
It's not sexual if I'm not acting on it.
It's not
right?
Sexual if it's Kyle because he'd have to get laid first.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Anyway. Hope that hurt your ears.
Probably will.
So I was going to ask, so Kendrick's been playing SNES again, SNES Classic in the office again.
Instead of working.
And it's SNES?
Yeah, SNES Classic. And he's been rocking some, watching Kendrick play Mega Man X is like watching Leonardo da Vinci paint the Mona Lisa. Incredibly boring, and you're wondering why a person would look like that. Actually, it's really cool. He's like some kind of...
I put a lot of hours on Mega Man X.
Some kind of... freak.
Yeah.
But I was going to ask everybody in the car what their favorite old classic video games were.
Yeah.
So, Alex, why don't you start us off with any kind of classic video games you like to play as a kid?
I didn't really play video games as a kid.
Stop the car. No, I'm just kidding.
Get out.
You didn't play any video games as a kid? Or you didn't have a system?
I had a GameCube. That was my earliest system.
Wow. If you couldn't tell, Alex is a lot younger than us.
PS2.
He's 14. There's special paperwork in place to let him work at the company.
Did you not? What did you play on GameCube?
There was Super Mario Sunshine, which I didn't really play.
Good.
Double Dash.
Did you play Double Dash a lot?
I remember Double Dash religiously.
Yeah, I remember when I had a birthday party, and that's when we beat Double Dash on Miramode or whatever.
I heard that game was really good. There's a lot of people who don't really like video games who like Double Dash.
I think Double Dash was one of the best competitive Mario Kart games.
Cool, interesting.
It is my favorite Mario.
Also, because you can control the boost.
Okay, so
yeah,
is it so you can play with one or two players per team, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Never played Double Dash.
I actually fell out of Mario Kart a long time ago. I played the original Mario Kart,
the SNES one.
For the SNES one,
God,
yeah,
that one's terrible.
It is, when it came out, it was awesome, okay? So fuck you, okay? it was really cool when we came out. Yeah, this really is a short drive, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how long you thought it was going to take.
Well, I figured we'd sit in the parking lot for a moment and finish the conversation because we still got a few minutes before Tyler shows up anyway.
You can just cut them together.
Well,
okay, anyway.
Anyway.
Kendrick doesn't like things like Dash.
No, I just didn't get into them. And then by the time I got to college, everyone else had been playing a dozen of these games. And I think I played the 64 one. I think I played Diddy Kong Racing or whatever back in the day.
Oh, man, Diddy Kong
Mario
Racing.
Mario Kart
crazy.
64.
I wish Diddy Kong Racing continued.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
That was a fun one.
I'm bummed it did not.
Yeah.
Yep.
But everyone was so good at it that I just kept getting my clock cleaned. And it was well. Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt with Smash. Except for I was actually playing it still was getting my clock clean. Adam, classic video games you like?
Turtles in Time.
Turtles in Time.
Nice.
SNES? Okay. Yeah. There's an arcade Turtles in Time, too, right?
There is, yeah. It's pretty fun.
It's way cheaper just to buy the game, though.
Yeah, for sure. But you can't get four controllers on a SNES, can you?
You can. There was a way. No one did.
Okay.
For both the Super Nintendo and Nintendo, there was an adapter you could plug into the second player slot that would give you three cords. So
and
you
then
could
you
have
can
one
have another
players,
one coming out.
One and two, three, four. But there were four games that supported it.
Oh. Did that game?
I don't remember if it did or not. I don't think I had that one.
So. Any other ones, Adam?
I really enjoyed Super Mario World.
Oh, man.
I played that one a lot, too.
Love that game. That's the Super NES one, right? World is the first, like, SNES
yep.
one.
Yeah, that was the first
one. Where he's in Dinosaur Island in the
yep.
first one.
Yeah. And they introduced Yoshi.
Yeah.
And they introduced the cape. And they introduced...
Was the Tanuki suit in that one?
The Tanuki suit was in 3.
Oh,
yeah.
3.
Yeah, so it was... They didn't... Actually, they don't think they had the Tanuki
suit. The spin jump is in Mario World.
The spin
World.
Jump. Wall kicks,
throwing
they started.
Upward?
Yeah, throwing straight up. Mm-hmm. Actually, picking things up and throwing them, I think.
You can pick up stuff in 3.
Oh, no, you're right.
You just can't
throwing straight up. And a lot of other things. The background mechanic, where you can go behind things and go past them. That was big.
I forgot about the climbing one. Where
being able to go to the left and to the right, I think, was actually something that is that game. Those big climbing levels that you start seeing in Mario a lot came out there. So they pioneered a lot of cool
shit. There's a special world after, too, you could get to.
Yep.
I think you have to go to the star first, and then you can get to the...
The crazy world, the autumn world, or whatever.
I don't remember if there was anything, if you could actually beat it or finish the crazy world.
I think you could, but it was fucking hard.
Okay. I vaguely remember it.
Yeah.
All right. I had a Sega as a kid, and the Sega came with... The 6-pack.
Yeah.
And...
The 6 games you're going to play in the system because there aren't any other good ones?
Yeah. It was Streets of Rage, Golden Axe 2, or Golden Axe 1.
Golden Axe.
Sonic the Hedgehog, Sonic. And then there was 3 other games I can't remember off the top of my head. I want to say one of them was Vector Man, but I think Vector Man was its own game. It wasn't a 6-pack.
I like Vector Man.
Columns Vector Man was another one.
Columns?
It was like Puzzle kind game? Of a kind of Tetris-y game. Yeah.
Right, that's right, because they didn't have the Tetris license, so they made a similar knockoff.
They had it was like columns of gem, 3 gems, and you could switch the order of the gems as it was falling, and it was the same thing as
everyone's
Tetris.
Everyone's been chasing the Tetris money.
But Streets of Rage was the first like kind of like Turtles in Time game I played, which was kind of cool, and I used to love Streets of Rage. Golden Axe was weird, and I never understood
Golden
it.
Golden Axe is weird,
but I wish I would have.
Yeah, so fun. It was just so hard and cost so much money at the arcade.
And Sonic was the game I got into with like cheat codes. The first game I played with cheat codes because I got like a player's handbook or whatever, and it had cheat codes for like developer mode, and you could get into developer mode on the first level, and you know it was fun.
Yeah, I grew up playing a lot of video games, more than, not as many as some, but definitely more than most. And so I learned to read on Goonies 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System because, as the only people listening to the podcast, my mom and Kevin, this will be news to Kevin probably, I refused to read when I was younger because I was 4 or 5 or whatever, and I was like, well, I'll just get other people to read. Fuck you guys. I don't think I was quite that crass, but probably you could probably
tell. I bet you said fuck as a 4-year-old.
Probably, yeah.
Because you had a full beard by then, right?
Yeah, and smoking cigarettes. Yeah. And,
oh, Jesus. You shouldn't do that.
Yeah, cigarettes are bad for you.
Yeah.
Especially 4-year-olds.
But what happened was in that game there are clues that you have to read to figure out where you're supposed to go. And I would just get my brother or my mom to read them to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were all like, well, we're just going to stop doing that. And I'm like, I threw a fit. And then I learned how to read. And then I started reading like 4 or 5 grade levels ahead of myself. Like just like way overshot the runway on that. And I love reading and I got way into it and it was funny. But at the time I was like, I don't need to read. It was video games that made me do it. So that one's always got a special place in my heart. But
Goonies 2?
Goonies 2 for the Nintendo.
There's a Goonies sequel?
There wasn't.
Video game.
There was a sequel game to the Goonies game and it was awful. Both of the games were terrible, but I loved them for some reason.
Mario Paint, the fly swatter.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
It had a mouse.
Yeah, had the mouse.
And do a fly
swatter. It was so much fun.
That was fun.
Did you guys ever play with like the trackpad on the Nintendo system, Nintendo Entertainment? Like the one where they had the track and like it was like a big DDR pad.
Yes, I had that till it was destroyed. I think we still have them in the house around the house somewhere. I still got a bunch of classic systems in my crawl space.
At your parents' house?
At my house.
Oh,
my
house.
I could bust out a Nintendo now. Like I could go home and get it for you.
Too. Light gun. Yeah, things like that.
Yoshi's Safari with the Super Scope.
Yeah.
I've never played that
Super
game.
Scope. I got that way late in the game. I got that after. I was like a teenager, and so I was already 10 years old or whatever, so I got it way late in the game. But, man, the Super Scope
was
so fun.
So much fun.
And that weird battle robot one with the Super Scope that came with it.
What's a Super Scope?
It was the shoulder-mounted...
Oh, I remember now,
And it's in Super Smash Brothers, which more people now, I think, recognize it from Super Smash Brothers than from the actual toy.
That makes me
You talking about Super Scopes and stuff like that made me think of Pokemon Snap, which was like a legit good game
that
for like a really
underrated
long time.
Underrated and confusing, but fun as hell.
Yeah, because like you could like take pictures and throw balls and stuff at things and then unlock other things. And
and then like you throw little treats out and then they go for it and you're like, ha, gotcha.
And like, but like you could like cause a Voltorb to get a treat and then get mad and explode, which would open a new part of the cave to go look at an Articuno.
Yeah, it was weirdly engaging for a game that was a track-based photography simulator. Like, right? It's like, how is this fun? I don't get it.
They're like House of the Dead, but what if we don't let them shoot anything?
Yeah.
Except for pictures of Pokemon.
Okay. It looks like Tyler just got here, so we're looking at just under 10 minutes.
Cool.
This is the shortest sit sock ever
recorded.
We could
splice them.
Maybe that happened.
We could, well,
maybe,
yeah.
Maybe we're just going to have a light week.
Here is the splice.
But if not, like, comment, and subscribe.
Damn
Thanks,
it.
Adam and Alex, for sitting in the back and laughing at our jokes and being an audience. Mm-hmm. And
and
special guest, Sean Bean.
Oh, he died, though.